We are coming off a mild weekend across the Northeast. The high temperature at Albany hit 49 degrees yesterday. The normal high was 31, so it was nearly 20 degrees above normal in our area yesterday. Temperatures today are not as warm as yesterday, but it's still up around 40 or so at Albany this afternoon, so even though it's not as warm as yesterday, we're still about 10 degrees above seasonable levels. Overall, some cooler weather is working in, and I mentioned near 40 in Albany, it's much colder right along the Canadian border, so there is some cooler air lurking, and we're going to see that cooler air take over the entire area later tonight into the day tomorrow. Overall, it's been a pretty quiet day, a mix of clouds and some sunshine across the area this afternoon. There's a couple of things we're watching on the weather map today. The first is a storm that is to our southeast out over the ocean. At this point, it looks like that storm will stay just far enough to the southeast to really not impact our area, though I will mention that there is the chance for some flurries or snow showers across Connecticut, also the Pioneer Valley, as those areas may just get onto the northwestern extreme edge of that storm, but it doesn't look to be a big deal by any means. To our west, we have a disturbance that will come through, and that's going to bring the chance for some light snow and snow showers later tonight into the day tomorrow. It's not going to be a giant deal in terms of accumulation, but there's certainly the potential for some slippery spots on the roadway, so be aware of that. If any areas were to see accumulation, the most likely areas for accumulation will be west of the Hudson River, so keep that in mind if you are traveling west late tonight or tomorrow, say down the thruway, down I-90, or even down I-88, there's the chance some of that snow will cause some slippery travel conditions. Could even see a few slick spots in and around the capital region. The weather picture remains quiet into Wednesday with a dry day. Clouds will increase, but it's still going to be fairly cold on Wednesday, near or a bit below normal. And then on Thursday, we'll have what looks to be a weakening system come in that can bring us the potential for some light snow or rain on Thursday. Again, though I mentioned light, it doesn't look like it's going to be a super significant system. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries, low in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries, high 18 to 26. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, low in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, high 18 to 26. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries, high 28 to 34. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, lows in the upper teens to lower 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, high 25 to 30. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, with highs in the 20s to around 30, and on Thursday, cloudy, with a chance of some light snow or rain, highs rising into the 30s to near 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.